I'd like to talk about the most important issue facing the disabled community at the moment, and it's been the most important issue that's faced us since the spending review in 2010, and that is the benefit cuts and the reforms to benefits and particularly disability benefits that affect us the most. And that's why it's causing a lot of heartache and fear among disabled people, who are going to be the hardest hit by the coalition government's plans for benefit cuts. And there's a march going on in central London on Wednesday. They're going to march through the Houses of Parliament and past the Houses of Parliament and then lobby some MPs as well for the day. It's a whole load of disability organisations and disability charities and disabled people just trying to raise awareness of the fact, very important fact, that we are going to be the group hardest hit by these government's plans for benefit cuts. I'm not against reform, and of course benefit cheats and fraudsters have to be caught and something has to be done about benefit fraud, but it should not be done in a way that makes the genuine and sincerely severely disabled people suffer. And the other thing is the work capability assessment. In order to get rid of, to shorten the list of people on incapacity benefits, they've replaced incapacity benefits with ESA, Employment Support Allowance, and for that you have to go through a work capability assessment. That is, the process has been outsourced to a private company, Atos Healthcare. But the questions that they ask are don't capture the full extent of people's disabilities. They're asking questions like, can you take 10 footsteps? Well, on one day you're able to take 10 footsteps, but do you fall over at the end? Or the next day you might be able to take 20 footsteps, one day you might be able to take 5. You know, just because you can take 10 footsteps doesn't mean that you can do a job. And of course, disability is all about the detail of what we can and can't do and how strong and for how long we're able to do a particular thing. Like I just said, we all have good days and bad days. And this is crucial to the support that we need at work and the quality of our lives.
Okay, Sarah, very, very pivotal day then this March with the hardest hit campaign. Are you yourself fully involved in the campaign?
Well, unfortunately, I can't go, but there's online support. There's a page where you can protest online, and that's available. Okay. Yeah, the online protest page is at hardesthit.wordpress.com, There's a section called Protest Online. That link will also be on samedifference1.com from midnight on Wednesday.
Okay, going back to one of the points you were making earlier about this ability to work, are we not just shifting numbers from those on benefit to those that are going to be unemployed, because the current economic situation in the UK is such that there aren't these jobs anyway? So is this just an exercise where one lot of people are being shifted to another pile?
That's a good point. Well, there aren't jobs anyway, and also employers have to be more ready to employ disabled people. It's not just enough to say disabled people need to get back to work, but who is actually going to be prepared to give us jobs that we are able to do and to make it possible and safe for us to work to the best of our ability?
I think it's something which is not going to go away. The government have laid out their stall. They're not going to listen, or certainly haven't listened so far. Let's hope that the march and a decent rally for action actually wakes up some of the politicians and we see some fundamental changes to the nightmare situation that they're creating for so many people, especially as There are a number of people here on Able Radio that have already been called for reassessment, as you say, and have been through, you know, there's no way that they can work full time. But the questions and the process has been so disabling. I mean, we're talking about disability, but this is surely a disabling sequence of events to individuals.
Yeah, exactly. There's a thing that says, is how society looks at us that's more actually disabling than our disabilities. And it's how we get treated by the mainstream. It's more of a disability than our actual illnesses.
Sarah, as controversial as ever, I'd be disappointed if you came on and said, oh, the flowers are out and it's a nice day. We always court controversy with you. And thank you for your time here on Able Radio. You can catch up with Sarah each and every day at Same Difference 1. And, of course, you will be joining us on a regular basis here on Able Radio.